Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. A guy in a full-body chipmunk costume robbed a pharmacy at gunpoint.
That's weird.
Went into a pharmacy in Louisiana on Saturday afternoon, pulled out a gun, robbed the place. The chipmunk stole a bunch of pills, then ran out of the store. Did he hide them in his cheeks?
Which cheeks?
It's always a butt full of pills. He also stole the pharmacist's cell phone, but when she told him there were pictures of her grandkids on there, he popped out the SIM card so she wouldn't lose those. The cops are now trying to track down the pill-stealing, gun-toting chipmunk, who also has a soft side.
That is nice. I hope that we see a daily after-school show cartoon, because we remember the classic Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
Sure, yeah.
And good now one. Maybe Robin Rascals.
Mm-hmm.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. That's all I know.
I
wish I knew more than that. But did you know that they were modeled after Indiana Jones and Magnum P.I.?
No, never knew that.
Actually. Yeah. Really? I mean, that hat makes sense now.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
And the jacket, and then the Tommy Bahama on the squirrel.
Yeah, I never even thought about that.
On the
chipmunk.
Chipmunk. So.
Huh.
Now you know a little bit of...
Seem like it would be that hard to track this guy down. Like, how many full-body chipmunk costumes are actually being sold?
Right.
I mean, if it is a full-body chipmunk costume, I mean, that it could have been a woman.
Sure, it could have, yeah.
You know, outside of the height, but even then, you know, you got a pretty big range depending on the size of the head of that costume.
Yeah. How do you grab a bunch of pills if you're wearing, like, the chipmunk gloves? Does it seem like it'd be really hard? Do you scoop them?
I hope that it was just the costume and the hands were out. Like human little hands.
Human hands.
Set up a sting, go to a furry convention, put a box with a stick on it and a string, and then put a whole bunch of drugs in there.
And some cell phones.
Yeah.
I feel like at those conventions, that could be anybody, though.
Whoever goes in for them, though, then you pull the stick and then
works every time.
That's how you got Chippendale every time.
So some good news today as well. A lot of Chippendale references early this morning. It's fine. I like it. A baby was given free flights for life after her mom gave birth while still in the air.
Ugh. Don't reward this.
Egypt flight MS-777 from Cairo to London had to make an emergency landing. One of the passengers realized she was going into labor. The pilot diverted the service to Munich in hopes that she could reach a hospital in time. However, the prospective mom delivered a baby girl before the plane could land, and the help of a doctor just happened to be on board. So in response, the airline said, the child's going to receive free Egypt Air flights for life.
Oh.
Egypt Air.
See,
the sort of airline where people are going to give birth on board next to you.
Placenta everywhere. How gross.
You think the dude sharing an armrest with you is annoying now? Just wait.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So look, I get it. A lot of people still want to go trick-or-treating. That's not a big surprise, right?
No.
We were talking about it the other day, how 80% of people are still trying to figure something out. Like a quarter of people are already saying that they're going to do it. But everyone's sort of in that same spot where we're like, a little over a month away or so from Halloween, and people are trying to nail down some plans. Do you go to any parties? Like, what's acceptable? It's a weird time, right? Still, even as we get into October, it's going to continue to be strange. But one Ohio dad has gotten crafty. I don't know if you guys saw the device that he made with his daughter's help. He took to Facebook to show off the creation. It's like a candy chute.
Yeah. It's
which is adhered
like a,
to like the front like porch railings. Yeah. And so kids can come up.
It's a beer zip line.
Yeah.
So there's a couple. So this one I think that you're talking about, Dave, is kind of exactly for candy, right? That is like pipeline, and they decorate it with like all kinds of like purple and orange, like Halloween colors.
Bunch of string lights and stuff, yeah.
The adult one that Mahoney's talking about, though, is a zip line specifically for beer for parents as you're walking by.
As a dad that is, you know, taking his young kids trick-or-treating these last couple of years, I will say I have a real appreciation for the parents that have the beer and wine bar that are also available.
The booze.
Like the kids. The kids walk up and get their candy, and they're like, here, man, you want ice cold Coors Light? You're like, yes,
hell
I do.
Yeah, dude.
Are the mountains blue?
Yeah.
So this guy is a total nerd, and I feel like Ian would be all about this. A dude from Illinois is celebrating the 60th birthday of an unusual keepsake. It is a sandwich that he has kept frozen ever since it was half-eaten by Richard Nixon in 1960.
Oh, that's awesome.
No.
That's a piece of history.
No. It's a half-eaten sandwich.
It's a what kind of sandwich is it?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
I feel like he would be a pastrami.
If you were a journalist and you didn't tell us what kind of
sandwich it is, it's a buffalo chicken sandwich, which kind of makes it even more gross that you'd keep that for 60 years
that's
in the freezer.
Nasty. Like a half-eaten Reuben, okay, fine.
Half-eaten peanut butter and jelly.
BLT.
Grilled cheese, fine.
Oh, no. Not a half-eaten grilled cheese, or not grilled cheese, but peanut butter and jelly. The jelly would be all over, man.
Not if it's that's frozen. Gross.
You open it, but after you've taken a couple bites, the jelly and the peanut butter, it's madness. It's chaos.
How much would it take, Ian, for you to unthaw and eat the other half of the sandwich?
Now, the entire sandwich or just a bite?
No, the remaining half. Ugh.
$120. Not too much. I'll eat it.
It's got to taste like
Richard Nixon. It's history.
I feel like you're going to die. Because, I mean, can you imagine the amount of freezer burn that's on that sandwich? And the, you know Nixon's breath just stunk too.
It was so hot.
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis and cigar smoke. Mahoney, I know that you are very much in love with your amazing wife, who is way out of your league, but I have found your true soulmate.
Who's that?
A Texas woman has been awarded the Guinness World Record after she amassed a collection of 1,622 different varieties of lip balm, making it the world's largest collection.
I know you think this may interest me, Dave, but I have found the perfect lip balm, and it is Blistex medicated. I don't need anything else. I don't need 128 flavors. Or 1,128 flavors.
You never listen. It's 1,622 flavors.
It's a number.
Yes, the numbers are important when they're different.
Whatever.
Is there three people in this room, or is there 1,000,000? It's important.
Close enough. And things that matter. Things that matter. Did she say why she has 1,000+ lip balms?
Smuckers?
She said that she's been collecting them since she was 11 years old. My aunt collects Pez, and she had this huge collection.
Okay.
And so I wanted something of my own, and so I went to Walmart and bought a bunch, and the next day I just saw them worn and it snowballed.
Quite the origin story.
Quite the story.
And I'll say this, because my mom used to get me, 25 years ago, because I had really bad acne, and I had to take Accutane to clear up my skin, which is why I'm addicted to Blistex now, because your skin, literally just dries out to, every pore in your body.
Don't they say that Accutane kind of makes you crazy too?
It's not great for you. It will, if you are a pregnant woman, it's bad. On every pill, there's
Pills has eyes, baby. Like where it's like one head, like one eye on top of its head and another one on its arm.
Bad.
It specifically to make you so scared to have a kid. Like Frankenbabies on the packaging.
On the packaging?
Yeah, it's not great.
Wow.
My mom would buy me the Smuckers or whatever ones.
Yeah.
And those things are just like wax.
Yeah.
Those don't do anything.
But
those
that
make my lips.
Flavor?
That makes my lips even drier.
Yeah. Because it's not meant to actually heal.
Yeah.
It's meant to, honestly, just eat. I feel like every kid just ate it.
That's kind of gross.
You used to eat your...
Yeah, the root beer one.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to comment about the Airbus stuff that you were talking about before. If I'm not mistaken, didn't the Hindenburg run on hydrogen also?
Message deleted.
So, yeah, we were talking about these pollution-free Airbuses, and they're still 15 years away. They're talking about them being...
They're airplanes made by Airbus, to be specific.
Right, and then they don't have emissions, and they're, hydrogen run, but they're not one gigantic floating ball of exploding hydrogen. So I think that probably helps.
And, the Hindenburg was 100+ years ago. I mean, it was a horrible thing. Well, not 100. 1937. Pretty horrible. Pretty awful. But I feel like Zeppelin Almost technology, when was the last time a Goodyear blimp crashed? Right?
Do they even have blimps still?
Goodyear blimp.
They still fly over sporting events.
Do they?
Occasionally.
I was going to say, I know them from going to sporting events, but I haven't seen one in a while.
It's either the Goodyear blimp or the MetLife blimp.
Because a lot of them are domes now, and you would only see them
No, but you see the outside. They just fly over the city, and mostly it's just a marketing tool for either
Goodyear
or, MetLife, which with the Snoopy on there, which gets me.
I feel like Goodyear is synonymous with blimps. I don't feel like it's like Kleenex are Kleenex, right? You know, the Q-tips are Q-tips. There should be no other blimps. Don't be flying Snoopy up there trying to sell me insurance.
Is blimpy still a thing throughout the country? Do you guys, anybody ever know blimpy? About a blimpy?
Submarine sandwiches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are tasty.
Why they never launched a blimp?
The blimpy blimp?
Yeah.
It's too easy, man.
Yeah, it's low-hanging fruit.
And they changed their logo back in 2014?
To a blimp?
Yeah, but it's a BS blimp.
Let me see this.
That's
blimp.
Like some clip art. It's like a green blimp with white blimpy written across the green.
That looks like a rocket-propelled grenade.
You are.
It looks like a no. It looks like a goldfish.
You are an eighth. You are an eighth tier sandwich shop. You should hire somebody who is not an intern to make you a non-clip art logo. Spend $50 on Fiverr,
or just hire a hungry intern that you can just pay in sandwiches. I mean,
and
that
just
thing
say
looks
no,
terrible.
That was bad. Try again.
Yeah, man, that was awful.
No participation trophies.
One time I snuck out of the house when I was a kid. I had these big plans. I was going to go sneak over to my girlfriend's house, and we were going to order a pizza and do all sorts of fun stuff and watch a scary movie, and I was going to maybe, like, make out with her or something. But my mom caught me, like, in the middle of the front yard.
Message deleted.
Man, that's the worst, especially when you have a significant other that you really are very excited to see. Waiting for you with anticipation, and then you get busted, and sometimes your parents are so mad you can't even call them to tell them that you're not coming, and then you just leave them hanging all night, and then you have to deal with the blowback of that the next day at school, along with your parents being mad at you and grounding you.
Well, I feel
are you
like,
speaking from experience?
A little bit.
But I feel like that wouldn't happen now because there's like 8,000 different ways that you can communicate with somebody.
Yeah.
Like you could send a tweet from your fridge.
Yeah.
For
fair,
real.
Fair, yeah.
But I think, though, that the ignoring of calls has been something, is an art of sneaking out. Like, your parents would always know you're gone for the most part, right? And whenever that one phone call hits and you're out and you're, like, kind of drunk, you're like, oh, no. Gotta keep ignoring them. Can't answer now.
Oh, see, we never had that, like...
Can't answer now.
Did you have...
See, us just being, like, a few years older than you, right? I mean, like, we never had that part of it. Mm-hmm. It was... What we always
beepers.
Feared, well, the beepers were one thing. What we always feared was the parents actually
showing up.
Yeah.
Just surprise, here they are.
Like, they had a sixth sense, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They just knew where you were, could just figure out what was going on.
And if they brought backup
there.
And brought additional parents, and then all of a sudden they all busted up into that party, everyone's like, no!
Routed the parents and the cops, though.
Kinda.
Well, I guess you could always run away from the cops.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
And the thing
they were catching you, I don't know what.
That's exactly the thing. Like, when you're 16, 17, 18, there's no way a cop is catching you.
I had the endurance of
hopping fences.
Over there wearing a bulletproof vest, a 90-pound weight around your waist. You're there. You ain't catching me. I'll jump off a cliff.
I'm 6'4", and I weigh 140 pounds. You ain't catching me.
You ain't catching me, man.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
You guys know my take on this. Space sucks. Not a fan. Don't know why they're going back to the moon, but they are.
That's awesome. Gives us something as humanity to look forward to that we can all get behind together.
It just seems
that we can think about, you know, maybe
really expensive.
We
right
think
now.
About what Carl Sagan said, that, you know, we are just a tiny speck floating on a sunbeam. When you zoom far enough out and you think about, like, how maybe our problems aren't really that bad, and maybe we should all just get along while the time we have here is still around.
$28 billion. That's how much it costs. $28 billion.
So less than a third of what Jeff Bezos made in the last 6 months. I feel like that's worth it to go to space. Cool. Let's just tax him because Amazon's not paying their taxes, and let's use that to go to the moon. And can we send him up there too?
If successful, it would be the first time, obviously, that mankind lands on the moon since 1972, and it would be the first woman to walk on the moon as well. That part's kind of cool. Main goals of the mission: scientific discovery, economic benefits, and inspiration for a new generation of explorers. As we build up a sustainable presence, we're also building momentum towards those first human steps on Mars.
So on Netflix, I was actually watching The Challenger, the docuseries about, obviously, you know, the Challenger went up into outer space, and, tried anyways. And I was watching it, and one of the major things that they said was, we were doing it in a time where everybody needed something to celebrate.
Yep.
And that hit, and I was like, hearing the story... Maybe we just need something to celebrate.
Well, this isn't going to happen until 2024.
That's not that far away.
I mean, it's still...
If
we're still all sitting here like desperately hoping for anything good to happen in
four more years
from now. I'm like, oh God.
We're still working for it. And I think I remember, like, I can't watch the Challenger documentary.
Devastating, yeah.
Just because you just remember the teacher rolling in the TV into, I think I was in like first or second grade.
Oh yeah.
Rolling it in and watching it, and then just, you know, like immediately like turning it off, because every time there was like a launch back then, it was a huge thing.
Huge.
Yep.
I don't know. I like this. I think this is what we need to continue a step closer to creating a Star Trek-like world.
No, we don't need... Okay, that's when you're toeing the line.
What do you mean toeing the line? Like, we live in we figured out all of our problems here, and then we're just dealing with a bunch of angry-ass Klingons?
Well, we haven't figured out all of our problems yet. A rat managed to sneak into an ATM, and... It ate $18,000 worth of cash and then died. After opening the machine, the people saw the shredded confetti of banknotes, and the rat that entered the ATM chewed up all the money and it had passed away. But I imagine this rat died exactly how it wanted to. I mean, this is the Tyler Durden of rats. This is.
Are we sure this wasn't a rat stripper?
Mrs. Splintered? We don't know.
I don't know. I just immediately started thinking he was like Chuck E. Cheese. He just started pooping out all of the coins. Like when he died, he's like, brrr. Or the tickets, man.
So, guys, this is going to be tough.
I still laugh about the rat casino tweet.
Yeah, it's so good. Children's rat casino.
With dirty ass floors.
So gross.
So true, though.
So, the Sizzler has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah. I am so sad to hear this.
Our current financial state is a direct consequence of the pandemic's economic impact due to a long-term indoor dining closure and the landlord's refusal to provide necessary rent abatements, said Chris Perkins, the chief and...
Wait, a
does
guy?
Does he also own Perkins?
A guy named Perkins is the president of Sizzler.
Oh, I feel like this is way too incestuous.
It's an inside job is what it is.
Perkins
took down Sizzler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here. And speaking of takedowns, there's a darknet takedown of almost 200 people getting arrested. Law enforcement officials arrested 179 people and seized more than $6.5 million in a worldwide crackdown on opioid trafficking on the darknet.
I mean, that's cool.
I mean, I guess it doesn't. It doesn't seem like that much.
Sorry, I was sorry. Yeah, I was slightly distracted. I was looking up where Sizzlers are in the United States.
What,
still.
Is that,
Sorry, these are questions I need answers to that I'm sure that everybody else is like, where are the Sizzlers at? There's only one Sizzler east of the Mason-Dixon line, or excuse me, of the Mississippi.
Well, Mahoney, literally nobody then is sitting here going, I wonder where all the Sizzlers are.
There's one in Florida, and there's like 50 out west.
They're all here.
The reason why they're all closed is because nobody ever goes, where is a Sizzler? When's the last time you ate at a Sizzler?
All the time.
You're such a liar.
I'm a man of the people, unlike you. Too good to eat at a Sizzler.
I'd like to see your receipts. Yes, I'm too good to eat at a Sizzler. That weird. They have that beautiful poster. It's like, look at this shrimp and the steak and the baked potato.
You're a fancy Golden Corral type of guy, yeah. Aren't
Don't you? Don't
you
talk smack on Golden Corral.
They got a fountain.
I'm more of a Ryan Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah, you are.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Tipsy or toddler?
So tipsy or toddler is the game, and it's relatively simple how it works. I've got things that were either said by a person who's had way too much to drink or a little kid. Can you figure out which is which by just hearing the audio, the actual words that were transcribed of what they said? Again, this isn't a tricky game. It's just, it can be a little bit confusing because the things that drunk people say and little kids say sometimes are very reminiscent. A total of five today. It's Audrey versus Mahoney. Each of you are going to bounce back and forth, and then Ian and I will pick it up from there. Whoever gets more correct out of the five is going to be our winner today. Mahoney, take it away with number one.
Number one. Absent. We're having a party. We can.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Well, if we're having a party and we're sad at the same time, one can only assume that's a drunk girl, right? So I'm going to go tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Yes, on the board with one for Audrey. Let's have a listen.
I'm sad. We're having a party. We can.
So yeah, a drunk British girl, it sounded like.
We're all the same.
All right, on to number two.
It seemed like many a feel like it's the Christmas season is here. Christmas, fun, music, food, and a Santa dog. Three ways for Christmas.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Mahoney?
I'm going to go with a toddler.
A toddler is incorrect.
Tricked you, sucker.
I'm sorry. No point for you, Audrey. You have 1 point.
Are you not going to play the
oh,
the
sorry.
Drunk
I just,
child?
I just got so distracted by how terrible you were.
It seems like many to feel like the Christmas season is here. Christmas, food, music, food, and the Santa dog. Three ways for Christmas.
Is that Ellen?
No, that was a just random newscaster.
Kind of drunk on eggnog or something?
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so no point for you, Mahoney, Audrey. You you get one. Ring in when you think you know the correct answer for these next three. I'll start here. Hey, 9, 8 months ago. Oh, yeah, not my ote, but I'm a McReal.
Audrey.
Oh. Audrey, I heard Audrey first.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to go tipsy. No, toddler. Toddler. Final answer.
No. Should have followed your gut. That was a drunk person.
9, 8 months ago. Sorry, most of them on a year ago.
Oof. So they've all been drunk so far.
Where was that at, Ann?
That was actually inside a bar, and that man tumbled over shortly after that clip.
So, Audrey, you have 1 point. Mahoney, you have no points. We have two more to go. So, Mahoney, you can still win if you get these last two. Ian, take it away.
Clip number four. I am Dune.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
And
no.
She said or not. Does Mitt Rom think meat?
Oh, Audrey.
Mahoney Reagan first.
That is a toddler.
It is a toddler.
Oh, I thought it was like DMX or something. Or no, who's that? Master P?
Na 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 na.
I said, I am Dune. And she said, if not, does me wrong thing, me.
Oh, man.
The little
British kid.
Is she talking about Dune the book?
No. Dune by Dunn. You're not Dune.
You're not Dune.
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 Oh.
Dune.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
She was a fan of awesome-ass sci-fi books.
Each of you have 1 point. Fifth and final one, it all comes down to this. Smack Smash. I gave her all my flannel cigars. Noah knew.
Audrey.
Audrey for the win.
It's a drunk person.
It is a drunk person. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. What tipped you off there?
The cigars.
Yeah.
Smash.
I gave her all my flannel cigars.
No.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Amazon wants to be in the home bike business. Obviously, Peloton has kind of planted the flag, and they're the big ones, right? I mean, who Nordic Track has one that I keep seeing ads for.
Yeah, and maybe Mirror is the only other company that I'm thinking of that has like very similar, you know,
type stuff.
Gyms at home, right? But I mean,
everybody knows Peloton is the market leader. And only the most discerning
don't act like you're
taste. Go with Peloton.
You literally have ridden your Peloton that you've had for how many years now? 3 years?
I was an early adopter.
Yeah, I know. But you bought it at the peak, so you paid like $4,000 for it.
And it was just like a clothes hanger.
And you've used it less than a dozen times throughout all of those years.
It was a gift to my wife.
Oh, really? You're that guy. You're that guy.
That's right. You're
gives
welcome.
Gives your wife.
Yeah. Hey, everybody who remembers last Christmas and they were losing their minds. Oh, my God. The sexist piece of garbage gave his wife a really nice exercise bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that
jokes
everybody.
On them.
Yeah. Everybody and their mom was asking for one 4 months ago.
So this is called the Prime Bike, and it's their first ever connected fitness product. It costs $499, which is about $1,500 less than the initial Peloton. So $2,000 still for a Peloton,
still
obviously
expensive.
$500 for a Prime bike is way more affordable.
Not if you take into account. So I actually just did this math, and I think I just sold myself on it because I go to one of those like cycle like gyms or whatever.
Yeah.
And I pay like $80 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
$80 a month.
So exactly. So if I go and get this, I'll end up saving like $60 a month.
Okay, so let me see if this changes your...
I'm practicing for my husband. Did I not sell anybody in the room?
Well,
okay.
let me see if you're still sold. So the Prime Bike works with an app that streams fitness and cycling classes, but it doesn't come with a built-in screen.
That's fine.
I mean, you're everybody's okay got an iPad or a computer or a TV or a phone. Do you need a big-ass screen when you can just put it on there?
Phone? A lot of those things, you know, you can do them on YouTube now. Like, everybody's
can
like,
you? Okay.
Yeah, for the most part.
So Peloton shares fell about 4% after they initially announced that the stock, of course, recovered. But Prime Bike, yeah, they're saying only $500 and can be yours.
We'll see if it, the quality. I mean, that's the thing about the Pelotons is that the quality is just top notch. So that's, yeah. I mean, it really is a well-built piece of equipment. Yes, it's very expensive, but if you're going to be using it every single day like a lot of the people are, it needs to be able to stand up to that. So,
well, they actually come to your house and like put it together for you and like set
Prime
it up.
Bike won't?
I don't know if Prime does or not.
If you pay the extra.
Oh, it's extra for them to do that?
That's right.
You paid the extra?
Of course I did.
Of course.
Yeah,
how much was that? Do you remember?
It was like $100.
Okay.
I'm already like $3,000 in on this. Here's another $100.
Toss another hundo on there.
So the healthiest communities in the United States, speaking of getting into shape, Los Alamos County, New Mexico has been ranked as the healthiest community of 2020.
I mean, there's a lot of research going on there, so that makes sense. A lot of scientists, a lot of doctors.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, do you not know the history of the atomic bomb?
Well, I did know that.
And also,
that
did you not watch season 4 of Breaking Bad, where Walt was like, when they do the flashback with Walt?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is it Los Alamos?
I guess so.
Was that there? Oh, okay.
So the county received a perfect score for measurements including drinking water quality, affordable housing availability, park access, population with an advanced degree, according to the U.S. News Healthiest Communities ranking. Columbia County in New York ranked last in the 500 healthiest counties.
Oh, no.
And Douglas County, Colorado was the runner-up for healthiest, followed by Church Falls, Virginia, Broomfield County, Colorado, Route County, Colorado. Look, we get
Colorado.
We get it. You like to hike.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. You got mountains.
You're outdoors.
Yeah. Oh, we can ski a little, bro. No.
Bro, let's go shred the gnar.
Let's go shred the gnar. Oh, gosh. I've never heard anything more inauthentic come out of your mouth.
Can you imagine Mahoney saying, let's go shred the gnar? The only thing that'd be more ridiculous is, I can't wait to ride my Peloton tonight.
But shout out to Cook County. That's right outside our affiliate there in Albany. So I can't wait to come there. I'll help you guys push it over the edge. I'll keep it going. But I would much rather live in the most unhealthy county than the healthiest county, hands down.
Why?
Because the food's going to be way better.
So, Aladdin t-shirts sell for a ridiculous amount of money, and the nostalgia is real. Arizona man recently just proved that by paying a whopping $6,000 by selling a vintage t-shirt from Aladdin. He paid $500 for it, and he was hoping to sell it for $2,000. He sold it for $6,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So what's interesting.
What did it look
like,
Ian?
I'm actually pulling up the photo right now, but it's a classic, just early 90s, just big graphic kind of t-shirt. That's all it is. Very much in the realm of like a Tasmanian Devil Looney Tunes type kind of thing.
People right now are thrifting hard, and it doesn't matter whether or not you're going for a buck or if you want to go like super old school and buy it for $6,000.
Oh, it looks
Oh, that's
awesome.
So dope. Oh, it's genie on there. Like you're saying,
that's worth way more than $6,000.
What?
Three Pelotons at least.
Yeah. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
What is the longest that you've ever waited in line for anything? You can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. Jamie, depending on your answer, whether or not it was worth it, it'll dictate what I read next. But what is the longest you've waited in line for anything?
I waited in line about a day and a half for fish tickets back in the late 90s.
Wow. So are you still a fish fan to this day?
That's the sad part. It wasn't for me. It was for my best friend. She wanted somebody to wait with her.
Oh, you are the best friend.
A great friend.
Are you still friends with her or not?
Well, yes and no. We're still friends, but that was, 20 plus years ago. So we're not as close as we used to. She moved clear across the country.
Oh, well, things happen.
Do you think
really cool.
that she would yeah. wait in line with you for a day and a half if there was a concert that came up right now that you wanted to go see that badly?
I don't think I'd ask her to fly out to wait in line.
She owes you.
Screw that.
She owes you.
Yeah, you get on that plane right now. You come wait in line with me in Dubai.
I have my husband now. He'd wait with me.
Woody? Okay, all right.
Don't do that to
him. So let me ask you this. Was it worth it? Because that's going to determine the next story that I read.
It made her so happy. happy. It was for her birthday, so it was 100% worth it.
Oh, you're such a nice,
you're such a nice
friend.
Person.
What are you doing listening to this garbage? Yeah,
we're ruining you right now.
Oh, God.
My husband loves you guys. He listens to you guys.
Oh,
every morning, you're
being forced to listen to us. Okay, excellent. That's cool.
Awesome.
Your husband's the man. All right.
I'm saying that he got me listening to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, nice. We appreciate both of you. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too.
All right. So since that was worth it, let's go to Andy's. I waited 4 hours in a line on a sidewalk, standing in some chilly-ass weather to apply for a job at a warehouse. Was told to get there early to beat the crowd, and boy, was there a crowd. Got there at 2 a.m. The warehouse didn't open until 6 to even start receiving applicants and was done by 8 a.m.
Wow.
But got through all that.
Did he get the job?
The patients waiting in line in the cold did not get the job.
No.
Oh, that is. Could you imagine?
No. Nope.
I mean, I've waited in plenty of places, but 4 hours to get a job and then not get it? Oof.
Guillermo said we, and by we, I mean me and two others taking turns, waited 13 hours to buy tickets for the Phantom Menace Star Wars movie. That's embarrassing enough.
Hey, man, I'm with you. We went that opening night at midnight. I think we waited a couple hours, but 13, a little much.
Yeah, that's brutal, man.
Jar Jar, it's before we even knew Jar Jar existed.
I don't hate Jar Jar.
Oh,
everybody's a hater on Jar Jar. I'm like, there's far worse characters.
Who?
I can't think of one right now, but there are.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So the question that we have for you today is, what is the longest you've ever waited in line, and was it worth it? Do you guys want a good story about meeting a celebrity or a bad one?
Let's start with a bad one first.
So the bad one here from Marcy. For my dad's birthday, he wanted to see the Tuttles, the guys from Orange County Choppers, if you remember that show.
Yeah.
They were doing a meet and greet with a bike they had built. So we waited in line over 3 hours, only to be 10 people back when they left. I felt awful for my dad. On his birthday, 3 wasted hours just to meet those guys.
Oh, what a bunch of clowns.
You're the Tuttles. How are you going to leave before you get through the line?
Well, that's
man.
Where they're now.
Exactly.
Where are you at now?
Where are you at now?
Like, if you've got, I don't know, like there's a couple celebrities out there who will go, you know, start to finish. Doesn't matter how many people are in line, they will see everybody. Or if they're thinking about cutting off a line, cut it off at the beginning and go, this is where the line ends. Sorry, guys.
Tanya said 8.5 hours for Chris Angel at the Luxor. He was doing a meet and greet, and my boys were obsessed with him. They were so excited the whole time in line for 8.5 hours. We get to the front of line to meet him, and he was so amazing with the boys. He took time with every single person in line. Pictures, autographs, conversations, didn't rush anybody. It was such a great experience.
Oh, that is really cool.
So as a parent, you'll do anything, right, for your kids. 8.5 hours is a crazy long time to wait for anything. But, I mean, Chris Angel, I mean, you know, he's had his ups and downs throughout his career. And certainly, you know, during the Mind Freak years and everything else, he was a big national star, right?
One of the biggest magicians in the world. Yeah.
But the thing that has sustained Chris Angel, the reason that he still has a show, is because of things like this. He's always had a reputation for being exceptionally nice, doing really great charitable things for people, and going above and beyond to make sure that his fans feel appreciated.
You have a bad interaction like the Tuttles in the previous one, then those people are dead to you forever. Like, nothing you can do can probably ever win back their support. We've worked with Chris Angel a couple times on the show.
Yep.
Had him into the station, and you know, even
super nice guy.
We didn't make the A&E cut of Mind Freak, but we made the web version.
That's right.
Magic tricks, and I will say, could not be a nicer guy.
Even when he was going on, like, with the full douche haircut and everything else, like, just...
But that was a different time.
It was a different time.
Like,
it was
2006.
Oh, yeah. Very MySpace. Yeah.
Shiny jeans, all that.
Oh, shiny, yeah.
But that's what everybody was doing. We just didn't have, you know...
We just didn't have enough money for the full bedazzled True Religion jeans. That was the problem.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Got a message from a Lisa Mahoney on Facebook. I don't know if this is your sister or your daughter. Said, wait in line in my truck full of booze to get into the first Bonnaroo for over 16 hours.
Oh, no way.
Worth the wait. I can turn anything into a good time. I think after, you know, 10 hours, it doesn't matter how much booze or how much fun you're having in that truck. You're like, okay, all right.
Let me go home. Especially in that southern muggy summer heat.
Oh, yeah.
where people actually just drop like flies because they're so dehydrated. I don't think...
Not a fan.
Well, just festivals in general like that. I just can't be a part of anything that I have to do a tent in order to like sleep in and I can't leave and go into a bed later. Such a brat.
No, no, I'm with you. The whole like camping out for multiple nights to hang out at a festival. I'm like, man, everyone just stinks. No.
When you are 20 years old or 21, when you're trying to get laid.
Yep, that's about it.
You don't care what you do to your body.
Right.
You know, at 30, like your late 30s, that's not happening, man. Like, especially, or if you're married at any age.
James said, camped overnight at a Toys R Us in New Jersey for a Nintendo Wii. Was so excited to get it and go home and play it after sitting on the cold for 12 plus hours. Then somebody in the parking lot offered me double the price as I'm walking to my car after my purchase. Sold it. Still don't have a Wii to this day.
I love the entrepreneurship that you you learned there that day.
And I also like the person who's like, I'm just going to go find some kid and pay him double and save myself 12 hours of my life. Mahoney, you're a huge Disney fan. Yes. This one from Bill said, I think I waited 8 hours to get into a concert one time at Sam Boyd, but the actual adult thing that I regularly do, I've waited about 180 to 200 plus minutes to ride Flight of Passage at Disney Animal Kingdom. Got up at 3 a.m. and waited 4 hours for park opening and then another 3 hours for a boarding pass for Rise of the Resistance at Disney Hollywood Studios just last year.
So we went to Disneyland when Rise of the Resistance opened and got there the first day. And we got there like at 6 o'clock and there was already like thousands of people there.
That's the new Star Wars?
That is the new Star Wars thing. And so we ended up getting a pass for it, but it wasn't until like 10 p.m.
Oh no!
That night, and my wife.
But that was the only way to go on it, right? Yeah. I mean, otherwise, you'd have been waiting all day.
Well, you still kind of waited all day, but you could go ride other rides. Right. But then you would have to go wait in the line, which was like 3 or 4 hours long.
No.
Man, which is ridiculous.
I know that you love Disney. I don't get the appeal of waiting in line for like 2 hours for everything.
But that's not even that bad because when we went to Disney World down in Florida. At the Animal Kingdom, like he was talking about, that flight one, whatever, it's some Avatar ride. I still haven't ridden it. There was a 8 hour wait.
No way.
What
no
are
way.
You talking
and I'm like,
about?
That's your whole day for one ride. That's one. That's one ride.
And they last like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Super hack. We would go to Disney World in the summers when I would go visit like my dad.
Don't you tell me that you were in a wheelchair.
No, okay. No. But we would do, we would go in like do the, like the fast pass where they would like show you around the Disney World and how each thing is made and like kind of like the behind the scenes
thing. You had the real fancy pass.
But we did that specifically because you could ride all the rides in like 2 hours and then your day is done.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, all right, I don't have to like lug this crying kid around.
See you later. Monica said, I slept overnight in front of a Hallmark store with my mom for the newest Beanie Baby bear. Totally.
Which bear? It matters.
She didn't say.
Is it the Jerry bear?
Court picture.
Yeah, that was expensive. Yeah.
The court picture of the family or the husband and wife splitting up the Beanie Babies from the late 90s. They're like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, in court. Yeah. And the judge just like, God, what did I sign up for? Ian, you had an experience waiting in line one time, right?
I did. Actually, it was outside a Toys R Us. At around the time where Beanie Babies were really popular, I was really into the WWF, especially Bret the Hitman Hart.
Where were you living at the time?
This was in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Okay.
It was 1999, and I remember the month, January, because it was freezing cold.
Oh.
And we waited for 6 hours to meet Bret Hart.
Outside?
Yep.
No.
Yep. Bret the Hitman
really?
Hart and Owen Hart inside that Toys R Us. And I remember meeting them. And Owen was just the nicest guy in the world to me. And he told me I was his best friend.
Oh.
5 months later, we lost Owen. And it really hit me so hard because
God.
I was so impressionable. I was like 8 years old. I was like, yeah, that's my best friend right there, Owen Hart.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of being in Illinois, our buddy Beer Zombie said waited 24 hours over 3 days for 3 bottles of beer in Chicago in the rain. Freezing.
No.
There's something different about just waiting in line when it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
It's just you have to weigh whether or not you want that finish, you know, or just leave and be warm.
Yeah, I can't.
Mental toughness at that point.
I love beer. I love craft beer. I've been a craft beer aficionado for 20 plus years now. At this point, 3 days in the Chicago cold.
Forget about it.
No way. I mean,
that's bone chilling.
Raining too.
I mean, hats off to you, man. Like, yeah. I don't know what beer it would be. That would be like me, like thinking about bourbon now. It'd be like waiting to get a bottle of like Pappy 23 at cost, because you can't find it for like, it's like $2,500, $3,000 secondary market, but you could buy it like at cost for like $150.
Carrie said, waited at the dispensary for 8 hours to get some smoke when it first became legal. I know a bunch of people that did that.
Like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to wait a week and then just go.
And then just go and
see what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm not waiting.
No, any line.
It's the same thing about like when a new restaurant opens.
Yeah.
Or like even like a new fast food place.
There's somebody
like
here that said they waited 2.5 hours for a seat at a restaurant.
No.
There's no way.
No.
Anything Zero more chance. Than 20 minutes and I'm out.
Yeah, because I mean, by the time you get in your car and you go somewhere else, the 30 minutes or the 40
you're
minutes or whatever,
already.
You're already hungry. So you're just going to the next location and you would have already been seated at wherever you just try to move from. But 2 hours, no way.
2.5 at this one, yeah.
No.
And finally, Brian said, slept outside of a football game, got third row tickets in the student section. Team won the game, and then we got tear gassed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Whenever I receive something like clothes or something from my house as a gift, I think, great, you've given me a chore to do because now I have to go to the store and return this.
Message deleted.
Do you guys return gifts?
No.
Never. I've never returned a gift, ever.
Re-gift, maybe.
It depends on the gift.
Yeah. But return, no.
That is, I don't know. I mean, some people can do it, and maybe it's if you're not going to use it and you don't have anybody you can gift it to. I don't know. I just could never bring myself to do that.
Maybe for like sizing purposes and they just didn't have it, and then I always feel guilty.
That's not a return, that's an exchange.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love it when people give me like clothes and things like that, because then that means whenever I wear it around them, I want them to know that I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I don't know. I like clothes gifts.
So if I buy you if I buy you a large mink coat for the holiday season, will you wear it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I would only do that as a spite gift because I know that Mahoney wants a large mink coat.
Always. I mean, have you seen those pictures from Magic Johnson in the 70s wearing those sweet-ass coats? Though I don't know what an actual... Isn't a mink just kind of like a ferret?
Yeah. A softer ferret.
Has anyone ever actually encountered a mink in the wild?
I don't think I've ever...
Do they exist?
What about like faux mink? Because I don't know if I want to wear like real...
The real mink, and then someone's going to come throw a bucket of paint on you.
Just the whole process, like I just... I didn't do it anymore.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I was calling to see if Mahoney ever played Apex and see how he felt about that game.
Message deleted.
I have not played Apex. I'm all in on Call of Duty, Warzone. Like that is where you know. Unfortunately, I've got a little bit of an injury going right now, so I'm not at my peak.
It's a wrist.
He injured his wrist from too aggressively playing video games.
This is true. I unfortunately hurt it, and I'm not at my peak right now. And this is really bad news because Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War is getting ready to come out here in a few weeks. So,
you know, Mahoney, I don't know if we've ever even asked how you actually hurt it.
Too much
overexertion.
Playing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a high risk sprain, much
but
like
your left hand,
much like many of the top athletes in the NFL. You know, right now Michael Thomas dealing with a high ankle sprain.
Oh,
Christian McCaffrey and Mahoney.
Yeah,
his is on his wrist, and it's from not running around. It's from playing video games. Very similar.
It's you got turf toe. This is game wrist.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
After the tone.
Hey, David Mahoney, I've been listening to you guys since the old days before you guys went to Houston. You have to be raw. Thank you.
Message deleted.
What does that mean?
I mean, like...
so confused.
Yeah, you need to be raw?
Well, I mean, Dave, kind of. You got so many kids.
Yeah, right. I know how to do that, buddy.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So get ready for the Super Pigs.
Excuse me?
Yeah, America's facing a time bomb explosion, they say, of millions of Super Pigs that can reproduce at just 3 months old, grow up to 400 pounds, and destroy thousands of square miles of farms and livestock.
We watched something about this with the chickens.
We did.
Remember?
Yeah, it was on Super Size Me too.
Really?
Yeah, they just they're genetically breeding them, and it is they can barely even move. Man, it's kind of makes you not want to eat chicken.
It makes them get so big so fast, kind of like these pigs. Mm-hmm. Their legs break.
Yep.
And they can't move.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And also, chicken is boring as hell. Well, that's another reason not to eat it.
But you don't like chicken?
Boring-ass protein.
What?
Huh.
No. It is. Okay.
The only thing that makes chicken good is everything else you put on it.
I mean, that's pretty fair. Chicken breast. Bump a chicken breast. Chicken thighs, though.
I like a chicken breast.
Oh, it's so dry.
I can eat just a plain chicken breast. I don't even have to season it.
It's like eating a dry-ass biscuit.
Yeah, you're bad at cooking chicken breast.
Obviously.
No, I'm great at cooking chicken.
No, it's the driest part.
There are thought to be around 9 million feral pigs currently in the U.S. and Canada, which seems also like a lot. A research scientist said there's not any other animal that can put their little feet on the ground quicker than a wild pig. So Florida, Georgia, and California have booming numbers of pigs, wherein litters can contain up to 10 piglets. A province in Canada will soon have more pigs than people because of the pig explosion. People in Montana have been educated on the issue with a catchy campaign called Squeal on Pigs that encourages residents to call a 24-hour hotline when they have any sightings so wildlife staff can start to trap and kill the animals. They start reproducing again just 3 months old, and they do it twice a year.
Horny-ass pigs, yep. Too.
So are they wanting to reproduce pigs? Is that a faster, more genetically modified rate?
No, these are feral pigs. And they can grow up to 400 pounds, and they reproduce starting at 3 months.
That's too young. I thought
they were genetically modified pigs, kind of like what we watched for that show. So these are just, it takes only 3 months to pop out a pig?
Yep.
A pig pop. Only takes three
months. I like this. All right, let's genetically modify them to take longer. 9 months.
So is it too soon to go on a cruise? The answer is yes, but there are some new rules in place once you hit the high seas again. COVID tests for passengers and crew getting ready to board. Other health protocols include mandatory mask wearing on board when distancing can't be maintained. Certain excursions as well, along with following social distancing orders in terminals and aboard ships. Passengers who don't comply will not be allowed to reboard. Mahoney, you're the cruise aficionado around here. Any interest right now for a cruise?
Right this second. Not right now. I mean, I'm thinking probably the earliest my wife and I would go would maybe be next summer, and if that's if cases get down, because I don't want to be one of the first people who are going out on the cruises. Obviously, if they're testing everybody before they get on and they're, you know, enforcing social distancing and they're making everybody wear masks, that's one thing. But I want to make sure that the process is kind of up to speed and we don't see any massive outbreaks first, because, I mean, as we all know, ships are basically giant floating petri dishes.
Yeah.
And I'm cool on being a guinea pig there. So I think we're gonna wait a little bit on that, unfortunately, even though we love going on Disney cruises.
So PlayStation took to Twitter on Saturday to apologize for the fiasco that ensued over the weekend with PS5 orders that were launched prematurely by some retailers. Let's be honest, PS5 pre-orders could have been a lot smoother. The game maker said, "We truly apologize for that." Are you guys, anyone here running after the PS5? Anyone excited about it?
I was thinking about the PS5, but after what Microsoft and Xbox did the other day, the fact that they bought ZeniMax, which owns Bethesda, which basically owns Doom, Wolfenstein, all the Elder Scrolls games, yeah. Dishonored. I mean, some of the biggest games in the world. I'm reconsidering. I've always been a PlayStation guy, but I'm reconsidering maybe going over to Xbox at this point.
Yeah. I'm over to the dark side. Hey,
what do they pay for that? Like $7.5 billion?
$7.5 billion. Jeez. And this is not even the biggest gaming transaction ever. And if you want to put $7.5 billion into perspective, that's about twice what Disney paid for the entire, like, Lucasfilm, Star Wars IP. So insane. This is huge. But the biggest gaming sale ever was just over $8 billion, and it wasn't even for like computer or PlayStation games. It was that stupid Clash of Clans.
Oh, really?
Yes, and Battle Royale, whatever. Like, that sold for $8+ billion. So if you're playing those on your phone, just know that they are bilking you out of tons and tons of money, because that company went from worth next to nothing to $8 billion in a few short years.
Insane. So John Gruden, after the Raiders got the win over the Saints on Monday, he just casually dropped that he had already had coronavirus earlier this year. So he became the fourth head coach to announce that he had it. And there was talk about fining him $100,000, and that happened to multiple coaches during week two of the NFL because they weren't wearing their masks.
The teams were fined, too. It was over $1 million in fines.
So it was $100,000 to the coaches individually, and then $250,000 to the team because the coaches weren't wearing their masks.
Absolutely. Especially think about where we were whenever 5 months ago, whenever COVID was happening for the very first time. He wasn't keeping it a secret from his players. He probably just wanted to be able to make sure that there were not going to be any repercussions later, and he's telling everyone now when it matters, I feel like.
And on top of that, like,
he was isolated.
You're already there. Like, I mean, how many hundreds of players are there? They're testing everybody.
Daily.
Like,
right?
Him keeping his mask off on the sideline, meanwhile, while the players can have theirs off, it just screams of hypocrisy to me. I'm a big proponent of wearing Absolutely. Your mask out in public, but if you're going to be putting yourself in that situation, that mask isn't saving anybody in the NFL on the sidelines. Like, come on, man.
Seeing them.
It's COVID theater, and that's Absolutely. What I don't like, you know, when you're choosing which businesses and things of that. And even though I know this is a fine coming from inside the NFL, it's still stupid.
He said, I'm doing my best. I've had the virus. I'm doing my best. I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations. And I apologize if I get fined. I'll have to pay the fine, but I'm very sensitive about that. And I apologize.
As somebody who's had COVID, like thinking about, you know, telling your friends and family, I mean, we were very open and honest with, you know, like with each other and our, you know, listeners, so that you could understand what was going on. Some people don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like some people, it's like a very scary thing about how your immediate people are going to react to you. Are they going to want to even hang out with me later whenever I'm even tested positive or whenever I'm testing negative? Like you get this like overwhelming sense of like, am I going to be shunned because I've had it?
Were you and your husband making out with John Gruden?
Maybe. The green door action.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Missed Connection Inspection is where Ian will carefully comb through the Craigslist posts in the places where we broadcast and find some of the posts that we feel need to be amplified. We're not making fun of the people that post these things. Everyone has a unique way of finding love. We're trying to give these people an additional platform by broadcasting it across the city so that way hopefully they can find that special song.
Okay, man, we are all about letting people fly their freak flag.
That's right.
You get yours, and we will help you get yours.
Let's start with a rather creepy one. This one is entitled Lady Who Lays Out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You would lay out, and I would catch you.
Ew.
We had great times, but you moved, looking for that hottie who lays out so I can catch you again.
Ew.
Thinking like, hottie, but whatever.
You had great times, or you
did
both?
Was she aware that you had caught her and that you guys were having shared good times?
Have you ever known somebody who just doesn't care if they have people watching them?
Yes, Ian.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead. Take a look. Take a picture. It'll last longer.
You don't close the blinds when you're walking around nude?
No. No need. No need.
This one's entitled Cracker Barrel. I met you this morning when you brought my order to my car. You have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, not to mention a very cute butt. Two hard eye emojis. Wish I'd have gotten your name. If you happen to see this message, tell me what I was driving. So she's just supposed to guess which person thought she had the most beautiful eyes and a cute butt. Like, there's no more details.
It's a Cracker Barrel. They're turning out how many orders a day?
A lot.
And they're about to start serving booze.
Have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel that was slow? I never have. Every Cracker Barrel I have been into ever. There's always a line, and I'm always hanging out in that gift store, which is awesome.
Rocking chairs are always taken.
Yes.
Always taken. Let me sit down.
And then you're like, man, I should buy one of these tickets. And you're like, $400? What are you talking about? It's expensive ass rocking chair.
You see the old person standing up over there? You're like, I ain't getting up.
You're like, I know. I should offer you my seat, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see you. This one's entitled Near Me Driving. Friday afternoon, you made sure you noticed me. I was in a blue Corolla. You were in a white You Tell Me. My locks are long and look like braids. My cousin, guy in the passenger seat, looks young enough to be my son, did something pretty damn funny, and you leaned out to look again. I saw you. Now I want to see you. Closed mouths don't eat. I'm not responding if the car you were driving and my cousin's actions don't hit the nail on the head. I hope the right one sees this.
Did your cousins commit a sex crime on the highway? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, right? Huh. This is also
unless you were a trucker and he did the little he did a little trucker trucker thing. Which does that still do kids still do that? Your kids do that?
I still I'm trying to train my kids to do it because I still like it when they're like.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it would definitely work for you. If they did it for me, it would definitely work for you. This one's entitled Drive-Through, Dear Sir, which is also a strange way to start a Craigslist. But
horrible.
Dear Sir, I want to thank you for paying for me today in the drive-through at McDonald's. I was already impressed by how we chatted in line in our cars, and you felt badly that you inadvertently cut in front of me. You are such a gentleman for offering to let me go in front of you and thanking me when I let you go ahead of me. But you weren't done there and surprised me by paying for my order. Funny thing is, if you hadn't taken me up on the offer, I was going to pay for your order.
Oh.
By the way, beautiful car. It suits you very well. Thank you for making my day and putting a smile on my face. Such a little thing had a big impact. I hope I run into you again so I can thank you in person.
This is dude for dude, right?
No. With gratitude, the gal in the blue Toyota Tacoma.
They're going to get married. They're going to get married. Yeah. This is great.
I want a double quarter pounder with cheesecake. You know, it's just nothing but double quarter pounders with cheese stacked upon each other. Oh, God. That
Ronald McDonald's going to officiate the wedding? Yes.
That may be one of the most, like, well-written and
very
nice
thoughtful,
posts.
Yes. Well, wait. How about this one? Let's take it up a level. You saved me from drowning. This past Saturday, late afternoon, I got caught in the riptide and panicked. You were the only person on shore who heard my distress call.
Oh my God.
You bravely swam out to help me. Once the lifeguard stepped in, you left. I was so rattled, I forgot to properly thank you. I'm so sorry. If by some slim chance you find this, I want you to know how grateful I am. You did a really great thing today, and I want you to know you're appreciated. I hope we'll meet again so I can properly thank you.
This doesn't sound that bad.
And don't be thinking
this
I'm some immigrant.
This didn't happen.
Anyway, you're a hero, friend.
Oh, no, they're going to bang.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, right?
For sure going to bang.
Was this girl for a guy?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
This did not happen.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like some fantastical, fictional, like, oh, you saved me out in the ocean, sir. I am a damsel in distress. Come and get me from the waves.
I believe that happened.
I think it happened.
I totally believe it happened.
Like, riptides are scary as hell.
By reading that, like, she's definitely saying that she's going to bang him for it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would, if you say, I'm just going to throw this out here. You saved my life.
Giddy up.
I'm banging whoever. Sorry, whoever you want. My wife's got to deal with that.
Now she's got an alive cheating husband. This is the worst.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So the Amazing Race will bring in some celebrities, and they're normally like kind of pseudo celebrities. And I think that you would call this guy kind of a pseudo celebrity. I mean, he's a former NFL player, but D'Angelo Williams. So if you guys recall, like, he had probably the biggest season of his career after the whole Le'Veon Bell holdout thing.
Yeah.
And he played for the Steelers for many years. But I've had a chance to work with D'Angelo Williams on a couple of those NFL events that I've hosted. He is wildly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he grabs a microphone in front of a crowd of thousands of people, and he'll just start talking smack to people. He's like, oh, all y'all talk smack to me on Twitter. Now I got a microphone. Now what?
No way. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
he is awesome. So the fact that he's a part of the Amazing Race, he's 37 years old now. Gary Barnage, who used to play tight end for the Browns as well, also going to be on the show. They're going to have a couple of Olympic hurdlers on there, and the new season is going to start at the in October. So the Amazing Race is coming back, and because of D'Angelo Williams alone, I am in.
Do you like those kind of shows, Mahoney?
Nah.
No? Why?
I just never get into them, you know?
That's weird that Mahoney's not into a show with a bunch of people having to race around the world. So it's going to start in L.A., and then they're going to travel to Trinidad and France and Germany and Brazil and other countries.
Oh, wow.
And then the team that obviously completes the Amazing Race first, is going to get the million-dollar prize.
I've just never got into the network TV reality game show Survivor.
Like Big Brother, even?
Big Brother, Amazing Race.
CBS does the best. Amazing Race, Big Brother, and Survivor are the three best, in my opinion.
I'm all in on Guys Grocery Games on the Food Network. That's my new
okay,
jam.
But it's
I'm
a,
watching,
it's
well,
a competition
I'm actually watching
show.
On Hulu. Which I'm gonna stand for Guy Fieri. I think he gets a bad rap, man.
Mahoney, we've been trying to tell you this, and by we I mean me and my husband have been trying to get you on the Guy's Grocery Games Triple G for at least a year now. I'm glad you're hopping on, but you gotta get more into now. Survivor is next.
He's
not watching Survivor.
You're kind of slowly becoming Guy Fieri.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, except for you don't have enough hair to like do the.
Oh, I got plenty of hair.
No, you don't have
enough hair. I got plenty of hair. And I got. And I'm taller and fatter, so I think I'd be like a super Guy Fieri. I'd be like the, you know, if Guy Fieri is like the guy, if he's like a Saiyan from Dragon Ball Z, I would be like the Super Saiyan version of Guy Fieri. Even you bigger hair, even bigger gut.
You could out Guy Fieri, Guy Fieri.
That's right.
Did you see his mock poster for The Mandalorian Season 2? It's the,
no,
the,
is he Baby Yoda?
Guy DeLorean. And he's holding Baby Yoda. And no. Only Baby Yoda has the Guy Fieri sunglasses on.
Does he also have the spiky hair?
No, I don't, I don't think the child had the spiky hair. But, Michael Jordan is taking over another sport. He is teaming up with NASCAR and the legend Denny Hamlin to start his own racing team. And Bubba Wallace is going to be behind the wheel. So they're kicking off with a new single car NASCAR Cup Series team for 2021. So, I mean, Michael Jordan, obviously, you know, is the face of basketball to many people still. Had a lot of success in baseball. Well, maybe a lot of success.
What?
Casual success.
What, the Barons?
He had a lot of success as a second, as an athlete playing a second sport, right? I mean, for...
He wasn't
people
like,
being interested in the fact that he was a
pros.
No, but he played, right? Like, who else does
because
other
he was
than Bo
Michael
Jackson?
Jordan. It's like Tim Tebow got put on whatever the A version of the Mets are, the single A version of the Mets, because his name, and he's going to draw tickets.
And he did just fine, too.
He did, yeah.
He did
they
fine.
They were fine
they're
baseball
not,
players.
Like, no, if you want to talk about Tim good two-sport athletes,
until he
Bo
ran
Jackson,
into the wall,
yeah, Deion exactly. Sanders, that's it.
Michael Jordan.
The last that we heard of Tim Tebow's minor league baseball career is when he was running so fast towards the ball in the outfield that he ran clean into the wall, and that was it for his...
Tebow is such a simp. I hate Tim Tebow.
Do you,
he's like a little
Tim
whispery.
Tebow?
Like, what? Oh, he's such a simp. If there is a man who could be more of a simp, I don't think that
he's
exists.
He's a Heisman Trophy winning former NFL
player. You
could
be a simp and a Heisman winner. He's always whispering into the camera and looking at girls like, hey, yeah, we're like really about this, right? Yeah, okay, here we go. And then he's always like, it's just his whispery little voice.
Not into it, okay.
No,
fair enough.
Simp.
So Vanessa Bryant is suing because of the photo leaks, and I think she's absolutely right in this. I guess there was as many as 8 cops that showed up on the scene that pulled out their personal cell phones and were taking pictures.
Super gross.
And there was, you know, one of the cops that was bragging about it to some girl at a bar, and that's how this originally came out, because the bartender heard and was mortified that this guy was like hammered, like, hey, you want to see pictures of what happened at the scene?
Gross.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, because that's what we want to be discussing over beers.
I mean, that is just, total violation of your position of authority.
If you're in a position of power, you cannot abuse that. And if you do, there need to be severe repercussions. And I don't care, you know, like some people say she might just be going after money. Good. Because there's no amount of money that can bring back the, you know, that can heal that pain that she had to deal with when you know, all this gets broke on TMZ first.
That's right.
Gross. Awful.
She should sue them if she hasn't done that yet. Like, sue the officers and sue TMZ for breaking the story before she even got the phone call.
That's tough. Yeah, it's just unfortunate all the way around. Obviously, what happened, but then to still have it to be dealing with this. You know, after this long, and it has to be litigious and everything else, it's just unfortunate. So now we finally know why Elf 2 never happened. So they were talking about doing Elf 2, and it turns out that Will Ferrell didn't get along with Jon Favreau, who directed the movie.
Really?
Which is strange, because you think
they're both
that they would,
so awesome.
Yeah, like they seem like they're both really easy to get
but
along with.
But I feel like
Jon
Favreau is he's meticulous. I mean, he is the one who basically helped create the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And then Will Smith or Will Ferrell just wants to ad-lib everything.
Maybe. I don't know. But like, I don't think that Elf needed a sequel. I thought it was a perfectly contained movie that we got the right amount. There are very few sequels that I've gone, this sequel was needed.
Well, especially because how bad Anchorman sequel was.
Horrendous.
You know, like Anchorman was one of the preeminent comedies of our time, right?
One of the best
comedies ever. Yep. And then the sequel was just such a letdown. But James Caan, who played Will Ferrell's dad, obviously, in Elf, said, we were going to do it. And I thought, oh my God, I finally have a franchise movie. I can make some money, let my kids do what the hell they want to do.
Are you the Godfather?
Yeah.
Ish.
Then they said they had a disagreement, and Elf 2 never happened.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad that it did. Again, did not need a sequel.
It is just fine with being one
we
and done.
We don't need
sometimes.
A Dumb and Dumber.
Didn't even watch it. Refused.
Never
to.
Never going
even
to.
Even though they brought back
Zero
Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels.
Not,
nope.
Nope.
Don't ruin the first one for me.
Lazy Bones Mahomes. Texas.
Do I have to?
All right, so feel free to play along here. Audrey, Ian, you guys obviously going to make your guesses today, but anyone that's watching along at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, obviously listening along, would love to have you interact as well, texting us at 833-YO-DUMMY, on social media, at David Mahoney. These are three facts about Mahoney's incredible laziness that he calls efficiency, and they are directly from his wife. So these are private moments that they would otherwise not share with the world, but she does such a wonderful job of capturing not just the moment, but the feeling. Each week is sometimes a little bit different. You know, a few weeks ago, we had the Labor Day edition for things that Mahoney had done over Labor Day. This one is entitled Lazy Bones Mahone's Athletic Mahoney Edition.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because this week he's been starting to do some walks around his neighborhood,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, still, I mean, just it's not normal that you'll go on these long walks, but when you start to feel motivated sometimes, you get into the spirit and you want to work out.
I get into a routine, and if I get into a routine and I stick with it for a couple weeks, then it becomes part of my my daily activity. So that'll help me lose some weight over here because I'm getting kind of fat.
You're doing good, Mahoney. Proud
not
of you.
I am kind of fat.
Proud of you, man. Yeah.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about being fat, though, is that you can be fat and also be getting fatter. You know, so
yes,
your fatness knows no limits. All right, so here we go. It is Lazy Bones Mahone's Athletic Edition. Again, only one of these is fake. You guys trying to figure it out collectively. Here we go. Number one, Mahoney is still clinging to the hopes of turning 2020 into a skinny year and has tentatively restarted his walking routine. I've had to get the ball rolling by offering to walk with him each night in hopes that he'd gain some momentum and start walking, I don't know, on his own. Well, he hasn't. In fact, I asked him to go for a walk just last night, and he said he needed to take his temperature first. Straight out of an episode of a 90s sitcom, I found Mahoney holding the thermometer up to the light bulb in the bathroom in an attempt to say he had a fever and get out of walking. Too bad for him, it was an LED light bulb, and it was cool to the touch, and he did, in fact, embark on an extra long walk with me just a few minutes later.
First off, I'm checking my temperature several times a day just to make sure that, you know, like I'm not getting sick. You know, I'm trying to do my part to be as healthy as possible. And I was not holding it on a light bulb. It was a LED screen that was hard to read. So I was holding it up near a light bulb.
Ah, yes. That makes a lot of sense. I see.
To see it better.
Oh.
All right. On to number two. A friend of mine is a widowed mom who is raising her 6-year-old son on her own. And she tries to bring upstanding men around her son as a role model whenever she can. She asked if me and Mahoney would like to meet her at the park last week for a socially distanced game of catch. Of course, we obliged, and Mahoney began to throw a tennis ball back and forth with the boy. After roughly 3 minutes, he suggested that they stop and sit on the grass and look at the clouds to find shapes and animals instead. Old Mahoney was tuckered out from, quote, all that exercise.
It is much harder to throw a tennis ball than it is to throw a baseball. You throw your arm out real quick because there's no weight behind it.
85 yards away? What are you talking about, man? It's that you're playing with a 6-year-old.
And on top of that, you know, what we were doing was bonding. You know, you're throwing a ball is one thing. I don't like throwing. Let's just be honest. And looking at the clouds, laying down, having fun, looking for animals in the clouds is a good time to a 6-year-old.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. And I do think that was probably, to Aaron's point, your wife Mahoney, that that was a lot of exertion for you because, Dave, if you don't remember, at 6 o'clock this morning, whenever Mahoney was putting in these lights, going up and down was a lot.
Just
for
simply
him.
Bending over a couple of times was a lot. He was gassed.
Breathing very heavily.
F and Stefan said that the second one there is false. The cloud is filled with smoke. Fair. Ned said true. He got tired setting up lights. And Guillermo says number two is true. So here we go on to the third and final one. Again, only one of these is false. Mahoney and I recently got bikes and decided to take them out for a spin last weekend. We coasted down the street and rode for a few minutes through the nearby park. When it was time to head home, Mahoney informed me that he would not be riding his bike back up the hill, which is probably about a 2% incline. So I rode home. Took me all of about 3 minutes. Got my car, came back and picked up him and his bike. And instead of heading straight home, he asked me if we could stop by McDonald's so he could refuel.
That is so true. That's got to be the truest of the three.
All of these are making me so angry right now. I don't know why. You're so lazy.
So let's just talk about this for 1 second. I wanted to get a mountain bike.
that has multiple gears that makes it going up and down hills much, much easier. But we got cruisers instead because we can ride them through the pass in the back of our house. So going up a hill with one speed is exponentially harder than riding a, you know, than you would probably imagine.
Chris said he's going to go with number three being the lie. Hammy said the last one is just so true. And Razor said false. Mahoney doesn't even know how to ride a bike.
I do know how to ride a bike, Razor.
Prove it. Oh my gosh, those are really hard. I think that I'm going to go partially with the chat. Ian, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm going to go with number three being super true. I'm going to go with, is it number two?
Number two was the one with the clouds, and then number one was the thermometer.
I'm going thermometer is false.
It's false? Okay.
Okay.
You're saying number one is false. Ian, what do you say?
I am definitely going number two as false. Big brothers and big sisters, I don't think would ever want Mahoney hanging out with anybody, and I just don't think he's that athletic. So
There's a bunch of people that are agreeing with you in the chat. Kip said number two is false. Bouzette, second is false. Copper said two. Ellie said number one is false. I'll tell you this much. One of you is correct. One of you is incorrect.
Oh, it's me, isn't it?
And Audrey,
I'm
sorry to tell you that today you are correct. She said, you are correct. He did take his temperature before the walk, I think in hopes that he had a fever, which he didn't, but he did not actually hold it up to a light bulb. So there's that.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, who hasn't been here before when your ice cream rival takes it a little too far? Police arrested a St. Petersburg woman for ruining an estimated $2,000 worth of ice cream and forcing an ice cream shop to close for days by spitting, urinating, and picking her nose into containers.
Oh,
that's horrible.
That's a federal offense, correct?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know if it's federal, but it's certainly offensive.
Messing, contaminating with food, yeah. Oh.
So the 66-year-old woman was arrested. 66.
I don't care. That's still gross.
And charged with criminal. No, I mean, the point is that you should know much better by the time you're 66. Criminal mischief for tampering with consumer products after the police reviewed videos showing her doing this over the course of 3 days at Lulu's ice cream shop. So the real question is, like, did this happen? And then they opened back up and...
It happened again?
And then they were serving ice cream and then she came back and did it... The ice cream anarchist, as she's being called, used the bathroom with the door jar 5 times, didn't wash her hands afterwards. She then went to the organic ice cream freezer, put her hands into the ice cream containers. Videos that day also caught her picking her nose and putting her hands in the product and later spitting into the ice cream containers. Just days later, went to use the bathroom, found the door locked, urinated in a bucket used to churn ice cream.
Oh, my God. Nope. I don't care. She's 66. Let me go beat her
death
ass.
Penalty.
Death yeah, penalty. What in the world? That is so gross. And I feel like
ice
this
cream
actually
is so pure.
Yes. I feel like this has some weird, like powerful, like she's like trying to like, let me see if I can make you sick type of thing, like about it, like some twist weird.
She's
ick.
Sick.
Yeah, yes. Of course
that,
she's
that
sick.
Is this is
nobody does that. That's normal.
We've heard some horrible stories, but this one's pretty rough.
Razor said burn her at the stake.
Yes.
So
yeah.
She's sure. A witch.
That she is she's a witch with a B.
So some Florida strip club owners are actually lobbying right now, and of course this is happening in Florida, to lower the age for dancers from 21 to 18 years old, calling the current age requirements unconstitutional. A lawyer representing 13 strip clubs and 4 dancers in Jacksonville argued that before a federal judge that dancing is a form of expression protected under the First Amendment. The city law currently bans dancers under 21 and is passed in an effort to reduce trafficking. The measure also requires dancers to have ID city issued cards as well. This one's kind of tough, right? Because, I mean, if you're 18, you're technically an adult, you know, you can go to war and things like that. Should you be able to take your clothes off if you want to?
You can't bartend it if you're 18, though.
Yeah, you can't even be a cocktail server.
It just seems really creepy, doesn't it? Like,
do the
girls really need to be 18?
Yeah,
I think that is under the discretion of her. You know what I mean? Like, I personally wouldn't be wanting to be dancing at 18 or 21, but that's not my lifestyle choice. But, I mean, somebody somewhere might want to.
I feel like you still make a lot of really bad decisions.
When
you're 18, between 18 and 21 very specifically.
Even at 21.
And so saying, I know, but at least at 21, like, you have a couple of more years under the belt. At 18, you're still a teen.
Yes.
It's pretty creepy, man.
So,
it's pretty
creepy. Like I said, if you can't cocktail at 18, you shouldn't be able to cocktail at 18, if
okay.
you know what I'm saying.
All right, all right. So, a dude loses...
I'm saying you can't serve drinks.
Right, yes, of course. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And finally, a dude loses it over not getting a straw at McDonald's. Daniel Taylor, 41 years old, became upset Monday when there were no straws at the St. Petersburg area McDonald's, and he was unaware of a new city law that actually went into effect January 1, requiring customers to ask for straws that they want. He screamed at employees that the law didn't exist and grabbed a female employee by the shirt collar and pulled her onto the counter.
Oh, my God.
The young lady attempted to defend herself by punching him in the face after leaving the restaurant. That's right. You don't mess with Yasmin James at McDonald's. I'll whoop your ass. Returned to yell at the store manager, kicked another employee in the stomach, and then left again. He was later arrested and charged with 2 counts of battery. Suck on
did
that.
He when he
suck
when
on
he,
that Daniel
when he kicked
who wrote
that
line was that right?
When he kicked the guy in the stomach, did he yell, "This is Strata"?
This is Strata.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Dude, you are on fire with your dad jokes this week.
Those aren't dad jokes.
That is definitely
make
a dad
that
joke.
A bit. All of, just compiling all of Mahoney's dad jokes for the week into one.
I got kids.
Admit that they're. Dad jokes?
Dad jokes.
Doesn't matter if you have kids, it can still be a dad joke. It's a good dad joke. Just own it, man.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So I feel this, and I get there's obviously still a pandemic that's going on around the country, but the Disney chief of their parks has asked for California's help in reopening, and they say a lot of it has to do with getting Disneyland and California Adventure back open because they want to bring the thousands of their furloughed employees back to work. Help us reopen, he said in a virtual press conference. We need guidelines that are fair and equitable. He said that the Disneyland Resort is a crucial part of the economy for Anaheim and Orange County, and that the government should treat theme parks like you would other sectors in regards to reopening. So more than 80,000 people in the area rely on the company for employment. So it's significant, man, and this is... It's getting to the point now where, you know, things have been closed for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, like, I mean, even when you're talking about a company like Disney, that's real problematic when you got a whole bunch of people that are waiting, trying to see if they can come back to work. And the answer right now is no.
And it all boils down to capacity, right?
Yeah.
Like, if think about it from our casino standpoint, like here in Las Vegas, like if you take it from there and go, okay, well, if you can put 50% of people in a casino, then you should be able to space them out in an outdoor area.
Well, and if Disney World is
like
open,
Disney.
Then why wouldn't Disneyland be able to
well,
be
because
open?
One's Florida, the other one's well, California.
That's what I mean,
and
though,
Florida
right?
Florida currently has one of the worst outbreaks in the country going on
but
right
now. But that's what I mean, is that it's terrible. It's a huge outbreak going on in Florida, and they're still open at Disneyland.
I don't think they
Disney
should.
World,
they shouldn't be open. I think that, and I think that it's kind of, it falls on, it's kind of a tone-deaf message. I love Disney. I've spent probably more money on Disney than almost anything else in the last 5 years between cruises, annual passes, merchandise, and etc. I feel like this is tone deaf. 200,000 people, we just passed that mark the other day, and it's incredibly sad. And I was in Anaheim over Labor Day. We went to downtown Disney. It's not safe there, man.
No.
It's really not. Like, yeah. they say it's socially distanced. It's not.
Okay,
it really, like, and that's just the shopping area. Wait until you get onto the rides, and then you get into the indoor rides. That's a whole different game. And I just don't see how they could do it in a safe manner. You know, there's a lot of talk that, like, well, there haven't been that many cases at Disney World. There's a lot of talk that, you know, I don't know if it's real or not, but I may tend to believe that they are doing a good job of not letting those numbers get out.
Oof. Ellie, who works in the medical field, said one of the nurses I've worked with just died this week from it.
Yeah,
and you hear these projections where they go, there's 200,000 deaths, and that could be double by the time we get to the end of the year, and that's just unconscionable.
Well, we're getting ready to go into flu season as well,
yeah,
so it just
shots,
seems.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I said, I love Disney. Like I would like that's where we spend a lot of time, my wife and I. And I don't. I just don't.
So, but
I don't think either should be open.
From a standpoint of going to a theme park is definitely what we're thinking of as, like, would you take you and your family to go there, right? But we've been sitting here fighting for, you know, get people back to work, get people back into, you know, especially again, like in Las Vegas, we had almost a 30% unemployment rate at the start of COVID. You know what I mean? Like 27, 28. And you're wanting people to be able to get back to work. And I think, and I'm going to say this the same, like I said a few months ago, I think at some point, whenever you start running out of money, you start taking the chance of being like, well, if I get sick, we'll figure that out. But right now, I'm not able to afford anything else.
It is a complicated, very layered issue for
everyone. So many layers.
Right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, all these governors around the country that are trying to figure it out, all the individuals that are trying to figure it out for their families, both financially and health-wise. Yep. It's like the two things that you don't want to be messed with, your money and your health. Those are like the two things at the top of the pecking order.
Absolutely.
That you need it's in order so to live the life that you want. And so, yeah, it's tough, man. So I don't know about you guys. I don't think that my neighbors would do this for me. This guy, he's a farmer in North Dakota, and his combine recently caught on fire at his farm, and he went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God.
Airlifted to the hospital. He has 1,000 acres of farm to be harvested. Without that harvest, his family obviously take a huge financial hit. After word got out of his predicament, the neighbors stepped up. I talked to a couple of farmers, got their equipment, and then other people just started calling, and they offered their equipment from all over the county. And about 60 farmers joined the effort, setting aside their own harvest to go and harvest all of his crops and put it in their respective bins in a record of 7 hours' time. So they did all of it in 7 hours with all of these farmers out there with all their gear. And they say everyone loves his family. They're good people. It's just kind of the farming way of life, too. You help your neighbor out when they need it and don't expect anything in return. But I'm guessing that if I had a heart attack when I was putting up my Halloween lights the other night, my neighbors wouldn't even have like finished putting up the Halloween lights.
Is
that a decoration?
Have your neighbors ever even picked up a package for you?
I did have a guy, a neighbor just yesterday, something got delivered to his house that was supposed to come to mine, and he went, here you go. But other than that, like, I feel guilty if I'm out of town. I would ask him to like put the trash cans in and stuff.
Oh, the trash can's too much to ask.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
But like, hey, could you grab that package for me? I'm on that kind of relationship with
your neighbor. Yeah.
I don't know any of my neighbors.
You don't know your neighbors at all? Yeah. Ian, do you know any of your neighbors?
You guys know my neighbors. The OnlyFans chick, the weird guy who just has 9 cats, and the people who are always...
the sex couple.
Doing that at like 10:15.
But do you know them, though?
I know them in my own way.
Biblically.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever want to shake those hands.
Yes, I have made love to them, but no.
Yeah, that's not a package he wants picked up.
It's a very small package.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I feel sometimes like life is a simulation. There are lots of glitches. The companies that run our cell phones are irresponsible and money-grubbing. Maybe that's just it.
Message deleted.
Man, I was talking with Audrey about this earlier. I watched The Social Dilemma last night.
Yeah.
It is a must watch. So it's on Netflix, and it talks about how we're all basically already living in the Matrix. I mean, you think about some of those episodes of The Black Mirror and how people are so controlled by social media and everything else. And then you realize how the algorithms are built so it actually does control us in ways that we don't even realize. And when the people that actually develop these formulas for Google and for Facebook and for Instagram and for Twitter, these are the people that are now coming out saying, hey, we need to ethically change how social media is because it is dramatically affecting people's lives and
mental
minds.
Health?
And you're talking about like
world.
Young girls, the suicide rate's up like 150% because they're so affected by what they see online. And what's really interesting is like the former president of Facebook and Pinterest was talking about how like him and his wife are zealots about making sure their kids aren't on social media.
Yeah, they don't have it, and they made a rule. Like, what was it, to 16? Like, they
Sean
shouldn't
Parker
be
was
allowed.
On there, the guy who started Facebook with Zuckerberg, right? Yep. The Napster guy.
Yeah.
And talking about how they developed
Justin Timberlake
in the social network. Yeah, but the social dilemma. What is it?
Social dilemma.
Social dilemma. Yes, on Netflix, must watch, and it changes your perspective. Even as you're sitting here today, like I'm, you know, we're live on the air. We're on all social media ourselves, And I'm just sitting here going through Instagram like I normally would. And I'm like, man, like I feel like such a product now. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even in chat here on twitch.tv/David Mahoney, Jabberjaw said it's generated this look at me crowd. And I think that, I mean, that's one part of it, obviously. But what we're talking about is, you know, from like a developer standpoint, is when you're an algorithm. We are basically a part of this. Okay, if I'm stopping liking things in a specific speed, your phone knows that.
They track every single movement that you make.
What you like. So then it's going, oh, this person's starting to slow down what they're liking. Let me go to something that I know for a fact they're going to want to like and then feed you that. And same with likes. The like button itself is kind of a crazy concept.
Yeah, and so some of the early developers talked about how they never intended for these things to be used in the way that they are now. But the ethics of Silicon Valley have really changed. So highly recommend.
Remember when it was do no evil?
Yeah.
Right.
That was Google's
whole
thing.
Now it is just do evil.
Yeah.
That is what all of these social networks and tech companies are kind of involved in. I'm a proponent, and I've talked about this for a hot minute. Like, there needs to be some politicians who come out, and we need a digital bill of rights.
So what's funny is that you think about somebody like Andrew Yang, and whether you agree with, you know, his other politics or not, he's one of the politicians that's been talking about a digital bill of rights. Because think about this, for example. I can't say the F word right now on the radio, right? Because there's a whole bunch of people that are listening to this broadcast with their kids in their car, and they don't want some
dude like me. And we're governed by the Federal Communications Commission.
And just like Saturday morning cartoons is one of the references they made in The Social Dilemma. If the TV networks had the kids' attentions on Saturday morning, there was very strict restrictions as to how they could even advertise cereal and toys and things like that, because there's a responsibility. And yet the tech industry just goes, oh, well, we'll regulate ourselves. Don't worry about it. And because it's such a new industry, a lot of people don't understand it enough to go, well, these are the restrictions we need to put into place. Now there's a whole crop of people that were the developers of this at the beginning in Silicon Valley. They need to be brought in and form a government agency to protect people from these companies, because it is devastating, man. Watch it. It's called The Social Dilemma. It's on Netflix.
Ruin your day.
It'll just change your perspective. It'll wake you up to how they view you as a product, and they don't care about you, and they're taking advantage and exploiting you and your attention, and it affects your psyche. It's dangerous.
And it's not just one of those things where it's just a bunch of like randos who are getting together talking about social media and tech, you know, just like the tech development of things.
These are the
people. These are the people who designed the exact algorithms, who designed the apps.
They designed Facebook. They designed Gmail on Google.
And you're saying it's evil.
Yes, and Facebook is definitely the worst offender out of all of them. But
watch it for sure.
Definitely worth a watch, for sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, do you guys have any weird hobbies that no one knows about?
Message deleted.
Not really. I just sit there and scroll on Instagram all day. That's all I do.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So obviously with the NBA being in the bubble, it's pretty frustrating for some players because they like to have, what do you call it, the sex?
Oh, okay.
And that's not really allowed. But Kevin Durant is, you know, obviously star of the NBA, and he was talking about this, you know, with people sneaking girls into the bubble. And he says he doesn't blame them for their actions. But that kind of defeats the whole purpose of having
being in a bubble.
A bubble, right? Like when you're sneaking girls in. Well, so the league has actually been pretty strict about the rules. There was somebody that was actually booted off the campus for sneaking a girl in. He said, and I heard it was no females at all outside of the COVID testers. The maids were even all men. But there was nothing but men around. After a couple of months, you're down 3-1. Nah, you don't give a blank no more.
I don't have the testosterone, so I don't know what it's like to always be horny like 24/7. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can put your thing away for a season, sir.
Like, a season?
Or whatever.
For a couple of months while you're in the bubble, you'd think? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, those guys have, I mean, they're super athletes. Come on.
So drama.
Like,
you can put it away for the health and safety.
We were talking about this earlier. There should just be a bang bubble, right?
Yes.
Like, this should just be right next door. And everyone should get to choose, you know, their girl, or if their girl's real cool, a girl and a couple of friends, whatever, and have the bang bubble over there. And then you just like, you know, there's like a tunnel in between. You go
over
there.
You got to get tested before. You spray down like a hazmat suit.
Everyone is tested in that bubble as well. Sure. And while you're at it, just go ahead and run some STD tests too. Make sure
we're clean, clean. We're extra clean. Yeah.
You got COVID condoms. All those are a part of it. Yeah, that's, I mean, maybe next year, you know, this is a first. Well, hopefully we won't have to deal with this next year. But, you know, we're learning. This is a first time experience. great ideas are always built upon. They don't always just happen at right. the snap
yeah.
of a finger.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes you have to develop the problem first before you can find the solution. Yes. And I think that we're there. But I mean, you got to think that they're talking about restarting the NBA season in January because of how everything changed and, you know, this yeah. everything got delayed. So by January, we're almost certainly not going to be like fully out of the woods on this thing. So these poor basketball players are going to be like
no days off,
literally like in a bubble for a year.
It's crazy. I wish they would stop muting the mic on the court, though. I want to hear all the trash talk.
Oh, I do too.
Like, can we stop with the fake sounds? And I just want to hear all the trash talk. Like that would be exponentially more entertaining to me, because like hearing these guys who were, you know, the best in the world trash talk each other, I love it, you know?
There's never anybody close enough to the dump button, though, so you always know exactly what the words are.
It's all on TNT. It's on cable. It's fine.
Like, on cable, yeah, it's not
on
paid service.
Yeah.
Paid service. Conrad said, tell KD to shut up. You go on deployment and see how life's like for 12 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like this this take from KD at all.
So a mom gets kicked off a flight because her 2-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. This Rachel Davis posted a picture on Instagram of her son sleeping on her shoulder in front of an American Airlines ticketing booth. Say, I tried repeatedly, begged him, bribed him, pleaded with him. The kid's 2 years old. As a dad of a young daughter who is about to be 2 years old, 2-year-olds have no business wearing masks. In fact, I believe that the CDC even doesn't recommend that they wear masks at that age, because obviously at 2 years old, you can still choke on a mask, right?
Like you don't know better.
Suffocate if you fell asleep and had a mask on. So the idea of putting a 2-year-old on a mask on a toddler just doesn't work, and they don't get it. They don't understand the concept of it. They'll just rip it right off. American Airlines screwed up on this.
Really
one.
Dumb decision by them. Yep.
Have they come out and publicly apologized yet? I hope so.
No, they have not.
Oh, gosh. I mean, and poor mother was already probably really nervous about the way that they're
traveling
of course.
With a 2-year-old.
It sucks. Yes, yeah. It's terrible. And finally, some good news. An 8-year-old boy in Linfield, Massachusetts, received an Iron Man-inspired bionic arm.
Cool.
He lost his arm, and so they wanted to do something special for him that he was really into. And so sure enough, he got a Marvel-themed bionic arm to help him navigate his everyday life.
This is the future that I am about, like the using technology to make life better. To like, you know, somebody who can't see, or if they lose an arm or a limb and they're able to walk or
what
use
a novel
their hands
concept,
again.
Making life better for people as opposed to everyone just being hungry, grabbing for power or money that you don't get to keep when you die.
Yeah.
What a great idea, Mahoney.
Shocking. We should
focus on that.
I will say I would have gone Hulk arm.
Hulk arm? Oh, interesting. What about Hulk legs?
Give me one of each.
Yeah.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.